Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Hear now the word of God. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, and saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave! You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return, I would have received what was mine with interest. So take the talent from him, give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'll be honest, for most of my life this passage troubled me. I knew that a talent was a form of currency, and I was risk-averse when it came to finances. So if I was given money to hold for someone, I probably would have done the same thing as the 3rd person, securely tuck the money away and not risk losing it. I also was troubled by the fact that those who have nothing, it will even be taken away. Then I was teaching a Sunday school lesson based on this parable to an elementary school age class. The lesson related the word talent not as money, but as talent like a skill. The lesson prompted the teachers to discuss with students how they all had a talent and they should develop and share their talents with others. For example, if you were artistic, you might take lessons or study the work of other artists and then share your talent with others by making cards. God has given us all talents. We can choose to either invest in those talents and share them with others, or we can choose to bury our talents and not let them shine. If we invest in our talents and share them with others, our talents will grow and we will bless others. But if we bury them, we won't become better at our talents and no one will know what we can do. Choose to develop your God-given talents, grow them, and bless others. Let us pray. Abba, Father, thank you. Thank you for blessing me with my talents. I know there are some things that I am better at than others. Show me how to develop these talents so that I may grow and bless others. Help me use my talents wisely and be a blessing. Amen.